Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast right here tomorrow's news tonight from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep America free and safe. Now, also want to remind everybody, a special shout-out to everybody that's out there on the Third Watch tonight. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's over-the-road truckers. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, we are going to start out the night with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out in California, IA, and here we go. Hello, there we are, 77 degrees, mostly cloudy, and they're out there with a drink in one hand and belting themselves with the other. All right, guys, thank you. Okay, there they go, and I'll tell you, what a happy bunch. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Kyle, we're definitely going to be talking about Afghanistan. But at the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, I was the recipient yesterday of two letters given to me from a medical professional about Pfizer. And Pfizer was just recently, quote, authorized or fully operated to give out the vaccines or something like that, right, Kyle?
Well, yeah, they're said to be fully approved, yes.
I have two letters dated the 23rd of August that say something totally different. They're not fully approved. They're still conditionally operated, but they moved up one more rung up the ladder. Now, if what I've got is correct, then everybody else is lying to you.
We've got to hear about this.
You will at the bottom of the hour. Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to go real quick to the phone lines because we've got Mike and Clearwater on the line here. All right, what's going on?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, two things. Never mind the human catastrophe that's going on in Afghanistan. You know, we've pretty much handed to the Chinese and the Russians all the rich minerals that Afghanistan has on a silver platter. They're going to get all the rare earth minerals. They're going to get the lithium, all of these things, you know, that we need to power ahead. We pretty much handed to them on a silver platter. So
we
we're going to be.
We didn't want them.
Well, you know, Captain, the part of the problem is we need them now. You know, we have chip shortages.
We have them right here in our backyard in Mexico if we can get them, but go ahead.
But Afghanistan would have been nice to have that cushion. And then the second thing I want to have you comment on, Kyle, you know, we know the Chinese knew about this. You know, people started getting sick in that lab as early as September of 2019. They went in the database. They erased all the information. They won't provide us any information. And now they're telling us that if we continue down the path of blaming them, that there's going to be some consequences. So now they're threatening us. And this is all due to Joe Biden. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you.
All right, thanks. And by the way, first of all, Kyle, about the rare earth materials and all that, we have plenty of it ourselves, but we have an ample supply right here in our hemisphere closer to us in Mexico. But Mexico, for some reason, so far, chooses not to sell it to us.
Well, yes. And, of course, as Mike was pointing out in Afghanistan, and we've talked about this before as well. I mean, there's perhaps $3 trillion worth of rare earth.
It's the largest. It's the largest supply of lithium on the planet.
Right. And that is going to help the Chinese continue to dominate basically the battery market, say for electric vehicles, which Joe Biden wants everybody to have an electric vehicle.
And who's mining that right now?
Who's that?
The North Koreans.
North Koreans.
At being paid by the Chinese, because they're the ones that are getting it. And they've been paying Afghanistan for quite some time.
Well, but what's happened is, of course, we've Joe Biden, I should say, has set the stage for this, because China will get an amazing leg up geopolitically. And that being said, what Mike also talked about, the Wuhan lab, unfortunately, will never get to the smoking gun, as it were, the bottom of it.
No.
The Chinese will continue to obfuscate about it. And then at the same time, in many times throughout the last 18, 19 months, haven't they turned around and said, no, this came from the American military?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, unfortunately, because evidence, I'm sure, has been destroyed, we will never, ever get to the bottom of it, and it will be a point of contention politically, especially because, again, Joe Biden ties to China. They get Afghanistan, evidently.
We're getting close to finding out the result, but we're not going to get it, hard proof and all that, because of the fact that they did destroy all the paperwork.
Exactly, yeah. And just like what was in the last 48 hours, Captain, the initial report came back to the president about the origins of COVID-19. It was inconclusive.
Yep, and you knew that was coming. Okay, yep. Caller, hang on. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming back, and we got a bunch of stuff to talk about here tonight. And we'll be right back with our caller, too. So, don't go anywhere.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, Kyle. Thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And I've been taking Relief Factor for going on just a little bit more than 6 years right now. And I've been telling you about it during that time. And I'll tell you what, the truth of it is I know there's millions of people out there. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain. Well, maybe it's from exercise, maybe it's from just getting older. And there's things that you can do to try to help. And one of them is to take Relief Factor. And the reason is because the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is all 100% drug-free, will help you with the inflammation that you have. It will go straight to the pain that you have, right to the source, and get rid of it. And it's just simply the best product that I know that'll do it. And it only costs $19.95 for 3 weeks. Now, they're on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, folks. They recently shared with me that they're doubling down. They want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or even knee pain, even given general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Still discounted to only $19.95. About a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. All you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you in the program. And again, it works for me. It'll work for you. Because I certainly struggle with pain and have ever since the World Trade Center when I got hurt. And by the way, we're coming up on the 20th year. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got the professor emeritus on the line, Dan the Man, up in Lafayette, Indiana. And he wants to talk about the rare earth metal materials there that are in Afghanistan. Go ahead there, Dan.
Well, I know it's probably the last thing people want to hear tonight, but it's going to be our number one issue in the next 5 years, and that's rare earth. We still have a rare earth mine in California, Mountain Pass, on the California-Nevada state line, but we have no way of processing it. We shut our only processing plant down back in 2015. 1990, the United States was the number one exporter of rare earth. So as much as we're going to use it, whether it's going to be in drones, fighter planes, air defense systems, your car, your radio, we're going to go through a lot of it in a very short amount of time. And that the other night I joked, I said, you know, probably in 10 years our cars will be more like Ford Falcons, 1961 Ford Falcons. And mm-hmm. that's because we're not going to have a lot of this. You're going to have to go back to the basics. Mm-hmm. You know, oil, gas, and steel, and rubber. We got plenty of. But, no, we should go to Mexico, but I think AMLO is going to cut a deal with the Chinese, a couple of Chinese mining companies to come in and mine it. Still got plenty in Bolivia, but it's problematic as well as all the rare earth in Afghanistan is problematic. There's no infrastructure, no roads, no railroads. It's scattered in two belts, the northern part of the country and the southern part of the country. It's mountainous. It's landlocked. It's going to be hard to get to a coast unless you take it through the Caspian Sea. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be the number one issue very quick. It'll wait right up there with OPEC eventually.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Now we got to talk about the war that's going on over there, and it's this big. Do you want to render any opinion about what happened yesterday, why that warning came out to stay away from the airport, telling everybody to go back?
I told you last night, Biden surrendered it. And I think that's the extent of it. We're following the Taliban's lead right now. And I don't know what more of a surrender there is than that. We've given it up. Most average Americans are humiliated by how we've handled this.
They're mad as hell, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because you look back 20 years. So on 9/11, you know, there should be a ceremony that says, hey, we lost the war on terrorism. Mm-hmm. We have lost the war on terrorism.
Yep, we have.
But 20 years have gone by, and we're no better off than what we were September 11, 2001.
That's right.
Great leadership we've had from these glorious presidents.
Yep.
All right. So, well, and especially this one.
Okay, well, thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, you have a good evening. You too, Kyle.
All right, thank you. All right, now, Kyle, let me just start with this. fearing a bloodbath, the Dems and the Republicans are begging for more time in Kabul, with the deadline ticking down for America to withdraw from Afghanistan no later than the 31st. Now, Republican lawmakers are slamming President Biden. There's some legislation they're trying to put through, which has got some bipartisan support to it from the Democrats as well. I'm not sure Nancy will even let it come out of committee on the floor. But for bowing to the Taliban over the August 31st deadline, the country is mad, really mad. And I'm talking about John Doe, the voter, and the people, the man on the street. They're really hot about this. Even the Democratic lawmakers are now warning Americans that there will be Americans likely to be left behind. And we just don't do that. Now, we're hearing yesterday, well, there's only about 1,500 of them that we haven't got yet. Do you remember hearing that?
Oh, yes. I remember when they came out. Now, but there was a call that senators were being briefed on earlier in the day, and one of the number that came out was more like 4,100 or 4,500, but that was quickly taken back. That was not an accurate number. Then they came up with the 1,500.
What did I tell you yesterday when we were talking about the people that were still sitting there waiting around the country to be picked up? Didn't I give you a number?
Yeah, it was more in the several thousands. Yeah,
it was anywhere from 5 to 6 to 7 to possibly 10,000 people. And the reason I said it was that many is because these are the people that are working for the companies that are there, that are the contractors. Some of them are not American nationals, but yet they're going to be killed just like anybody else. Obviously, the Taliban, if they're going to keep these people in place, they're going to threaten them, get them to run the equipment that they can't run for them, the power and the water and whatnot, and possibly some other things along the way. But once they figure out how to do it and they no longer have the usefulness for them, well, they're going to get rid of them.
Well, precisely, and that's a horrific thought, obviously. I think one of the things the administration is doing is they're trying to come up with these things like, well, you know, and it is true, the United States doesn't necessarily track anybody who ever leaves the country to see where they went, but they're setting those kinds of things up. They also use phraseology like, any American who wants to come home will try to get home, you know, but as opposed to using more forceful, definitive language, I think they're trying to set it up so they can say, hey, we did our job, we left on the 31st, and wring their hands of it.
That's ridiculous. And by the way, American credibility and prestige has suffered an unmitigated defeat in Joe Biden's disastrous retreat from Afghanistan, because by pulling out the military ahead of American civilians and allies and Afghan partners, Biden and his team created a security situation in which it's now impossible to extract them all anyway. Now, despite the catastrophic failure, the White House and the Democratic Party are insisting on spinning it into a strange victory by turning it into an expectations game. Well, it's not that people didn't want the troops to come out. Most of them did. It's the way they went about doing it that the people don't care for. We don't leave anybody behind.
Well, that's right. That has been our watchword forever. We're not going to leave anybody behind. But you know, Captain, they are also trying to spin it this way. We're doing this fast airlift. It's the fastest ever, and only the United States can mount such an effort like this. They're trying to make us think like, oh boy, they're really working hard on this. But you're right. It's the equivalent, Captain, of defunding the police. If you defund the police, then crime starts going through the roof. If you pull the troops out, you can't get your people out after that. It's simple.
The DNC even went as far as to hail Biden for having defied expectations and exceeded even his own administration's goal with all the people he's gotten out. However, I will repeat again, for every 7 people that are going out, there's 1 American in the 7.
Right, right. And again, they're trying to create this thing that, you know, they are doing this amazing work, when they created the crisis. And have you noticed, Captain, it takes them so long to get their messaging right, especially when the president was going to talk. And the president talked earlier on Wednesday but didn't say a word about Afghanistan, wanted to talk about, what was it, cybersecurity or something like that, and then leaving it to Blinken, who looked like he had just was dazed and confused, and just he was a defeated man out there today.
A lot of that going on. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the forever pandemic, and believe me, that's what it is right now, the forever pandemic. But I've got 2 letters that I picked up yesterday that were given to me to use in the show tonight from the FDA, sent to Pfizer and to a company in Germany. Wait till we tell you what this is all about. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer has asked the Food and Drug Administration for a full approval for a booster dose of its COVID vaccine. The company says its data shows that people who receive a booster shot 5 to 8 months after their second dose had antibody levels 3 times higher than those seen after the 2-shot regimen. The White House has said it plans on offering a third dose of vaccine starting on September 20th, recommending people get it 8 months after their second shot. And crews in California are battling another large wildfire as it advances towards Lake Tahoe. The Calder Fire has burned over 197 square miles since starting on August 14th and is 11% contained. The blaze has destroyed 461 homes and another 11 commercial buildings so far, with authorities saying that it is on the doorstep of the Lake Tahoe Basin. Crews are working to contain the flames that are now about 20 miles to the southwest of Lake Tahoe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go over there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Buy whatever you want. Now, I talked to Dawn, who's Mike Lindell's assistant yesterday, and she wanted me to pass along a message to say thank you to everybody who's supporting Mike Lindell, because that's what he needs so he can continue to do what he's doing to inform America about what happened to the election in 2020. He's the only one out there doing what he's doing in the way that he's doing it. And it's important that even though we can't do anything about it, that we at least understand what happened so it doesn't happen again. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you can click on the Radio Listener Special tab that's right there. You click on that tab, and it'll right away bring up 18 to 20 different items, which are marked insanely low. Deep discounts, the likes of which you never saw. MyPillows are the cheapest they've ever been. The Giza sheets are half price right now. And I'm telling you, all you got to do when you see it is use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll get the price that's there, the cheap price. Or you can give them a call and talk to somebody on the phone if that's what you want to do by calling 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. The website is MyPillow.com. And it's the Radio Listener Specials tab on the front page right there. Click on it. It'll take you right down there to where all those products are that you can save a bunch of money on. Promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this is earth-shattering stuff I'm about to talk about here. Now, on the 23rd of August, Pfizer was sent a letter by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration And we were all told that, their vaccine has been authorized and it's good to go, and et cetera, and all that sort of stuff, right? I forget the words they used exactly, but it was like as if it was all approved and there was nothing stopping it. Away we go, full speed ahead, correct?
Right, yeah, that's what the reports were, yes.
On page 12 of a letter I'm holding in my hand, under conditions related to printed matter, advertising, and promotion, let's see, subparagraph Y, and the first item, it says, this product has not been approved or licensed by the FDA, but has been authorized for emergency use by the FDA under an EUA to prevent coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, for use in individuals 12 years of age and older. And the emergency use of this product is only authorized for the duration of the declaration that circumstances exist justifying the authorization of emergency use of the medical product under sections 564B1 of the FD&C Act unless the declaration is terminated or authorization revoked sooner. That's where this is at.
Yes, well, this is very interesting, of course, because you know, Captain, we've seen these various news reports from, the reputable news sources and so forth talking about the full approval. The FDA says that it's fully approved on their website, but they also do give the caveat that the emergency use authorization continues for people 12 through 15 years of age. And the president himself has called upon companies to mandate vaccines because of the approval.
It's approved, but it hasn't reached the final level of approval because here's where the rubber meets the road, right here, this sentence. There remains, however, a significant amount of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine that was manufactured and labeled in accordance with all of the emergency use authorization. The authorization thus remains in place with respect to that product for the previously authorized indication and uses thereof. Okay? Once again, this is not a final pre-approval. It's moved up to the next level. Now, I've got a second letter here that goes to the Biologics License Application, BLA, submitted on May 18, 2021. This letter was dated August 23rd, also the same day that they said they had approval. And this is for their manufacturing, BioNTech manufacturing GmbH in Mainz, M-A-I-N-Z, Mainz, Germany. And this is where they're making the vaccine. Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, they're making this vaccine in Germany. And then it's coming to the United States, and they got all the dating in here and the data, what they're supposed to do, this, that, and all that stuff. And then when I get back into the sections here, back towards the end again, it talks about the study that this program is still under a case study and has not gotten final approval yet on this letter dated 23 August 2021.
Very interesting. Well,
so
you
got two letters here that are telling me that this Pfizer vaccine is not fully approved.
Well, this would be a big story, obviously.
Well, I'm just reporting what I got, and then these letters are going to go back where they came from. But I was given these yesterday, and the person that handed it to me was a medical professional, and he said, "Look at this. This is amazing."
Yes, no kidding. Well, you know, the Moderna vaccine, they are also applying for full approval. And a report earlier last night, Captain, that I saw said that they would expect it to take literally several months to get from this application process, which they're evidently doing right now, to any kind of full approval. So it's an interesting discrepancy in terms of the timelines. Presumably these vaccines were being developed along the same basic timeline, and so why would one get approved and then another one much
because the media jumped the rocket ship, used the wrong words, and the government did the same thing and bailed right along in with it. And technically, you know, words matter, right?
Right, of course, yes.
And they use the wrong words because it's not fully approved. It went up the ladder to the next level, but it's not fully approved.
Mm-hmm. And something else, too, is as well, the Pfizer the Pfizer vaccine evidently is going to be marketed under a different name.
That's because of where it's going in Germany. You're right.
That's right. It's called Comirnaty, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. So that's a very interesting thing. So you may start seeing television commercials, perhaps, using a different name, but it will be Pfizer.
Yeah, and I'm trying to see. There's a second name for this Comirnaty. It's got another name besides...
Comirnaty, I believe maybe that's how it's pronounced, but it's definitely somehow going to change. This, according to the FDA on their own website. So, but again, part of this, I think the major thrust of this, though, Captain, is the president came out the other day and said that companies should now, he says, start mandating the vaccine based on the idea that Pfizer is quote-unquote approved.
Yeah, now listen to this. The mm-hmm. the deferred pediatric study, this is for the kids, 12 to 15. The protocol submission was on October the 7th, 2020. The study completion is not over until May 31st, 2023.
Interesting. Yeah, that's quite
a
good.
So, again, this has not been fully approved.
Right.
And it's Comirnaty.
Yeah. Well, it's especially for the 12 through 15, although because that's under an emergency use authorization, and we'll see if that drops down anywhere from
there. And then the infants less than 6 months of age, and then the older people, they're all mentioned in here in various different manners. But, again, this has not been fully approved. So the press has jumped the gun out there. They've jumped the shark and tried to make it sound like it's something it's not. I mean, it's up the next rung in the ladder, but it's not fully approved.
Well, one of the things that was going to be the next big controversy about this, Captain, I think, are the third doses. And some people just don't want the third dose.
You mean the booster?
The booster, exactly. And so it'll be interesting to see if the definition of fully vaccinated goes from having two to three.
Here's the other thing. The booster's not supposed to take place until 8 months after when you got your first shot.
That's right.
Now, I know a couple of medical people in my area right now that have ordered the booster, and the second it comes in, they're going to start giving the shot. They don't care how long it's been.
Well, I know that there
I don't know if that's going to be detrimental or not.
Yeah, that's a good, very, very good question.
Because there's people that want the booster right now.
Right, right. Well, what I kind of see happening with this is that the booster will become much more common, and you may get boosters for the foreseeable future.
But anyway, folks, that's what I've got. That's what it says, black and white. So how about that? How about that? Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with some just... But kicking music on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. You're going to love it, love it, love it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobilift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Nobilift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobilift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobiliftNA.com/save.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And we hope you guys are having a great night tonight up that way. Of course, go to their website, cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us, to find out more about them. And when you see those big coaches, those big fancy-dancy coaches that come in with the entertainment acts, if it says Star Coach on the side of it, that's Don Newman's company. Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the nationally largest truck stop chain of the Flying J and Pilot. Stop in, see what they have to offer, become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll get yourself a whole bunch of points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. All right, we're going to get right to the music because we are going to rock.
Let me light your candle, cause the mama I'm sure all the honey now just around. Action speaks loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so
chemicals and mama I'm sure all the hand and around. Yeah, all the hand and chemicals and mama, I'm sure all the hand and ass is around.
Oh my goodness, the Black Crowes, I'll tell you what, Kyle, you remember when that came out?
I do, yeah. That was back in the 90s, I think.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You talk about rocking, and Delbert McClinton did an edition of that. So did Aerosmith, but that's the original one, and that really, really gets right to the chase, cuts right to the chase. But anyway, let's talk about the weather. Persistent hot weather and high humidity is going to continue throughout much of the central and western part of the United States, as well as the east, where dangerous hot temperatures are going to return into the southwest. Now, there's going to be multiple rounds of severe storms that are going to bring widespread rainfall from the north central plains to the upper Midwest, along with a stalled frontal boundary into the weekend. And that weather that came across last night from, Wisconsin and Iowa, the storms and all that, it's now centered over Indiana, northern Indiana, and the western part of Ohio around Toledo, holy Toledo. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Southern California tonight. If you're heading up along Interstate 15, heading out of California up through the Cajon Pass area, which I know the Captain's very familiar with that Cajon Pass area, we're at the southern end of the Cajon Pass in an area called Lytle Creek. There's the South Fire that's burning just off the freeway there. If you're heading north, you're heading towards the 215 junction to head up the 15 up through Cajon Pass. So firefighters have been working on that all day. It's settled down a little bit for tonight, but it has destroyed homes already, and so you may still have smoke and other issues to deal with in that area in Southern California on Interstate 15. Also tonight, we are looking through more the excessive heat as we are continuing to see this bloom here in the southwest. Excessive heat warnings in Tucson and Phoenix. So if you're coming across I-8 or I-10, you're going to have that to deal with. This goes all the way up to Kingman and also through Las Vegas, Nevada. They've had their own smoke issues as well. Now, the other fire that's burning in California is the Caldor Fire. Now, that is literally knocking on the door, they say, of Lake Tahoe. It's about 15 miles southwest of the lake at this point. It's already gone through many, many homes and structures. So they continue to try to fight that. So this is going to be, I think, near Highway 50 there up in Northern California. And I think it closed a portion of that as well earlier. Fire weather watch also in Northern California. Air quality alerts all through Wyoming. Southern Idaho, that includes Twin Falls, and also Idaho Falls as well, so you want to be careful there. So we're also looking tonight, Captain, in our off-the-beaten-path file. This is still out west. It's in Alaska, though, but this has to do with Denali National Park. The one and only access road has now been closed into the park, causing it to close a little bit earlier than typically done in the season because of a massive landslide that has occurred there.
Okay, now I'm going to go over into the southeastern corner of Nebraska, tell you we've got some high heat warnings there. Temperatures will be up near 100 degrees with a heat factor a little warmer than that. The eastern half of Kansas tonight, to include Kansas City, all the way down to Tulsa, to Oklahoma City, I-40 up into Missouri, 44 rather, through Missouri, and then I-40 coming across into the western part of Arkansas, I-35 coming up out of Oklahoma City, going up through Kansas City over to I-29. And then we've got some heat again down in the central part just around Jackson, it looks like, Mississippi, in the northeastern part of Louisiana. And then we do have some poor air quality around the Metroplex in Dallas. That popped up from last night. Down here in Florida, we're going to have some interesting weather because we do have some wind down there. And we're going to talk about a tropical storm here in a minute. That's going to be one soon, and it's changed its course a little bit. So we got one that's come into the Caribbean right now, and it was supposed to go across the Yucatan. Didn't do it. Now it's headed towards Louisiana and Texas, but we'll get to that in a minute. High heat up in upstate New York, I-87, I-90, I-81, over I-90 all the way to Boston. We got some fog again tonight in the Philadelphia area, the Jersey coast. Down along the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, so be advised of that. Now, here we go from the National Hurricane Center. We have got a storm, and we've been watching it for some time here, and this one here is going to be, it's got an 80% chance of development into a tropical storm, probably over the next day or two. Now, there's three storms out there right now. Number two is a 40% chance it's over east of Bermuda. That's probably going to make a loop and go back out into the ocean, it looks like. There's another one coming across that's further out coming off Africa. It has a 20% chance. That's tropical system number three. But number one, okay, shower and thunderstorm activity gradually becoming better organized in association with a trough of low pressure located a couple hundred miles south of Jamaica. Recent satellite shows that the wind is starting to pick up on this. It's getting more organized. The tropical depression also is what it will be probably later today. But this thing, Kyle, is headed towards Texas. It's just going to skirt Louisiana, and it may even strike a little bit of the southern northeastern part of Mexico down around McAllen. So if they haven't got enough problems with the people that are coming across the border down there, this rain and this wind that's going to come along with it is going to create a real problem down there in those makeshift little tents they got.
Exactly, yes.
All righty. Well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more. But again, if you don't like the weather, keep your eyes on the tropics this time of the year. It's going to change. All right, I'll be back with more. Kathy is going to take us to break. I'll see you on the other side of the news.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.